Mesechta Bav Metzia, Daf Ein Alf, Daf Pei, Chazara, the Shishbi, Zachus, Vaklai, Yisrael, Vishav Yeshuais, Refuais, and the Gula Bekarv. Hormila Perik, Ezu Neshech. And the Gemara in Daf Ein Alf discusses some of the consequences of a Malva Beribis. Shekal Malva Beribis, Nechosef Mismaitin, Ve'enam Oilim. Next, Rebbe says, Ger Tzedek, Le'inya Mechira, and Ger Toshav, Le'inya Ribis. Ger Tzedek Le'inya Mechira means that the Ger could be koinen Eved, but he's koinen Eved as a Nachri, not as Yisrael, which means if he, the Odin, dies, his son or daughter don't yarish in the Eved. And Ger Toshav Le'inya Ribis, as the Mishnah Daf Ayin Amud Beis said, V'lov mehem u'mal v'hem b'ribis v'chein b'ger Toshav. The Mishnah concluded, Mal v'Yisrael mo'isav shel akum midas akum avoloi midas Yisrael. And in Amud Beis, we explain the case. We'll use Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, or Roberto instead of Reuven, and Simon instead of Shimon, by an Akum. The first case, Roberto lends money to Reuven $100 for $125, Beribis. Shimon's about to pay Roberto back. He meets Levi. Levi says, give me the 100, I'll give you the 125. If this is done in front of Roberto, it's mutter. And case number two, Reuven lends money to Simon at Akum Beribis. Simon's about to pay Reuven back. Levi says, you give me the $100, I'll give you 125. If this is done in front of Reuven, it's usser. Now in the Sefer, it's just a chumra, since ein shlichus anachri. But in the Reisha, since ein shlichus anachri, why is it mutter? It's as if it's going from Levi back to Shimon. First, here it says, shenatal v'nasa miyad, Roberto took it from Levi and gave it directly to Shimon. The second territory of Ashi, the Gemara comes out, bedusahi. And on to Daf Ayin Beis, where Ravina tries to compare a katan, less le shlichus, but isle zechid rabbanan, to a nachri, but we fall for that, since a katan is bechal shlichus as opposed to a guy. Next, we discuss an akum, who turns into a ger, and Yisrael, like Abi Ribis. So Roberto lends money to Shimon Beribis, then he converts the entire loan with the Ribis into a new loan, then he himself converts into a ger. So if the loan conversion happened first, he could collect the Karen and the Ribis. If he was Megari first, he could only collect the loan, not the Ribis. And in the reverse, Reuven lent money to Simon. Beribis converted the whole thing into a loan, and then Simon became a Ger. Once again, the same halacha would apply. If the conversion of the loan takes place first, he collects both. If he becomes a Ger first, he cannot. Rabbi Yossi argues in the second case and says Simon either way has to pay the ribis, so people don't say that he converted in order to avoid ribis. Next, Rav Meir says, someone lends me ribis, we punish him, kansinan hateri mishum yisura, he doesn't even get the karen. While the chumash say he gets the karen, loy kansinan hateri mishum yisura. Now concerning a shtar muktam, where the loan was written for January, actually took place in May, why can we say let him at least collect from May? Reish Lakish says that's a machloikis, and we hold like Rav Meir, Kansin Hateri Mishim Yisura, while Reish Lakish says the Rabban will even be moed over here, Shemi Yigba Mizman Rishon. Maybe he'll use it to collect from January. Amud Bey is the next Mishnah. Ain Poiskal Paris. We're talking about a forward contract where the Lekeach Shimon is paying Reuven now to receive Paris at a later date. So as long as the Moicha Reuven has the Paris now, or even if he doesn't, but Yotza Ashar, there's a set prevailing price, Poiskim, he can enter this contract since Afa Pishen Lezeh, Yesh Lezeh. On to Daf Ayin Gimel, the Gemara brings many cases of forward contracts. We'll go through a few. The Pardisa, the vineyard, where Shimon's making an advanced, cheaper payment for future wine as the grapes are still growing. Rav says it's usher, it appears like Agar Nata, while Shmuel says mutter, since Shimon, the Lekeach, is taking upon himself the risk that the grapes might get ruined because of poor weather. Amud Beis, Rav Ashi explained how the Rabbanan would pay for wine in Tishrei to be delivered in Teves, how Ravina would make an advance payment for wine and would receive an extra barrel full than what he paid for, and how it's not ribis. Next, Rav Sa'arim, Rava's brother would take not such good people and have him carry Rava. And Rav Chama's case, where Shliach was negligent and did not purchase the wine at a low price, whether he's responsible to go purchase it or not. Now the Mishnah back on Daf Ayin Beis, speaking about future contracts, we spoke about grain and grapes and olives and when we could set a price that we could begin this future contract. On Daf Ayin Dalad, Rav says we could be posting a price as long as it's only lacking two processes, but if it's lacking three or more, we cannot be posting a price. While Shmuel says if it's Bidei Odom, even 100 processes, we could be posting a price. But if it's Bidei Shemayim, for example, it's lacking rain, afilo achas ainu posting. Back in the Mishnah, Upoisik Yimoy Kishar Hagavoya. The Lekech must say, I want the cheaper price to protect himself in case the price goes down. While Yehuda says, even if he doesn't say it, he will get the lower price because he can say, Tainli Kazeh, or Tainli Ma'oisai, give me my money back. because he didn't do a mishicha, there was no kinyan, and there isn't even a misha para, because when someone pays for a later date, he's only anticipating getting the best possible price. The next mishnah. Malva other mesaris of chitim bechitim lezera, avloila echel. The owner of the field could lend his aris chitim to plant, but not to eat. And our mishnah is referring to where the custom was that the aris supplied the seed. But if the minig is that the owner of the field supplies the seed, then as long as the aris did not start working, this loan can be arranged. Daf Ayin He is the mission of Sabasa. Lo yemer adam l'chaveri halveni korachitim v'ani etin l'chal l'goyrin. Lend me a korachitim now and I'll give it to you back at a later date. But if he says, lend it to me, at sheyove b'ni, o at sheemtza mavteach, that's mutter, since it's as if the loive has the chitim now. Hillel says it's aser, but the halach is like the Tanakama. The next Mishnah, Reuven can say to Shimon, weed for me today and I'll weed for you tomorrow, or dig for me today and I'll dig for you tomorrow. But he can't say weed for me today and I'll dig for you tomorrow, or vice versa. Amud Beis, Reuven Gamaliel speaks about ribis mukdemes, ribis mucheres. Reb Shimon assers ribis devarim, ribis through words. Now who's oivir in ribis? The malva, the loiva, the edim, and the arev. Now the Mishnah lists five lavin of ribis for the malva. Abaye says only three of them apply for the loiva, and one for the Edim and for the Arev. And the Perek ends speaking about the Isser of pressuring a Leiva to pay back, of not lending without Edim, which is one of three people who are Tzayik, who cry out, Veinu Nenim, and they're not answered, Hadron Allah, Ezeu Neshech. The sixth Perek, Hasarchas Ha'umnin, on the Daf Ayin Vav. And the Mishnah says, Hasarchas Ha'umnin, Vehitu Zeh Zeh. If someone hires workers and they deceive one another, all they can have is complaints against one another, and the Gemara sets up the case for us with five potential answers. The first three is where Reuven, the owner of the field, tells Shimon, his manager, we're going to pay three to the workers. Shimon tells the worker, Levi, we're going to pay you four. The first teretz is where Shimon tells Levi, Scharchem al Baal Bayis. The second teretz is where Levi is a Baal Bas himself and won't do work for less than the premium rate. And the third teretz is where Levi says, since I was getting paid four, I did a superior job, otherwise I would have done an average job. The fourth teretz is where Reuven told Shimon, we're going to pay four. Shimon told Levi, you're going to get three. And even though Levi accepted it, he could apply the pasuk, Al Timna Toiv Mi Balav. And the fifth teretz on Amud Beis is that Hitu means Chazu. They retracted. And what exactly is the case where the poilim, the workers, have no monetary claim against the Baal? Shaloi holchu, the workers didn't go out to work yet, but holchu, they went out to the job site, and the Baal retracted, he's chayiv in schar mishalim, he has to pay him the full day's work, as the Gemara explains. Now this is all if the workers didn't start working, but if they began to work, we have machloikis, Tanakama, and Rav Doisa. The Tanakama, who will see on Daf Ayin Zayin, who holds Yad Poil Alal Yoina, holds the following. If the workers who are kablonim, contractors, walked off and it's davar she'ena ovid, then the Baal pays them for the work they did, even if it's going to cost the Baal more to hire someone for the rest of the day. Rav Doisa, who holds Yad Poel al Tachtoina, say we evaluate what's left to be done, and if it's going to cost the Baal more to finish up the work, then he can deduct from their wages. Now this is all b'davar she'ena ovid, but if we're dealing with a davar she'ovid, as we saw back in our Mishnah, and if there's no one to hire of comparable skill, then the Baal could be Seicher Leim or Imatam. Seicher Leim means he could hire other workers and pay them up to the rate they were going to be paid in the morning. Or if they leave their tools there, then he could even hire workers up to 40, 50 times and give them the tools as payment. Or Imatam, he could trick them and offer them more money and only pay them the original price. Now on Daf Ayin Zayin, Reb Doisu says, Yad Poel Al Tachtoina, that definitely refers to a Kabbalan. But does he also hold Yad Poel Al Tachtoina by a Schir Yoim? To answer that, we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah ended, Kol Chayzer Boy Yad Al Tachtoina. And what's that coming to include? The first approach of the Gemara is it's coming to include Reb Doisu that a Schir Yoim Yad Al Tachtoina. Or Ibai Seima, Kol Chayzer Boy Yad Al Tachtoina is coming to include a case of Mekach Umemkar. Reuven sells a field to Shimon for 1,000. Shimon pays 200 as a down payment. If Reuven retracts, Yad Lekech Al Yoina, Shimon could say, give me my money back, or give me connected what I paid from Idias. If Shimon retracts, Yad Moicher Al Yoina, Reuven could say, here's your money, or here's Zibur's field, connected what you paid. If Shimon Gamliel says, Malam Nam Oysam Shal Yachsiru, we teach them that they shouldn't retract, we convert the other $800 into a loan, therefore the sale's a sale, and Shimon has to pay up the other $800. And the Gemara clarifies, according to Shimon Gamliel, When must we teach them to convert into a loan? The ka'ayil v'nafek azuze. When Reuven, the moicher, is constantly going in and out, insisting on immediate payment. But if the moicher is not going in and out and demanding immediate payment, the sale is automatically finalized when the lekeach gives a down payment. Daf ayin ches, the next mishnah. Hasarches ha'chamar l'licha bahar, v'licha b'beka, b'beka v'licha bahar, and the animal dies. The Reisha of the Mishnah says that the renter is chayiv. But in the Seifa, it depends. If he's supposed to take it in the valley and he took it in the mountain and it slipped, then he's chayiv. Additionally, if he's supposed to rent to the mountain and he ended up taking it to the valley and the animal died from heat, he'll be chayiv. And the Gemara is, Mishnah Reisha where he's chayiv and Mishnah Seifa where it depends on what happened. And we have four terutzim and why in the Reisha the renter will be chayiv either because of the climate, because of exhaustion, it got bitten by a snake, or Rabbi Yochanan says, Hamani Rav Meir, Domer call Maver al Das Shel Baal Bayis Nikra Gazlan. And the Mishnah continued, Hasarchas Chamor Vivrika, Ashnas Angaria. Hevrika is either an eye or a foot ailment. Angaria means it was seized by the army of the king. Oimer Reshel Cholofanecha. Reuven, who rented out the animal to Shimon, could say, Hareshel Cholofanecha. Tough luck. And Rav says this only applies by Angaria Chazeres, where the army will give it back to Shimon. But an Angari Sheinah Chazeres, Reuven must replace the animal. While Shmuel says it depends if it was taken derech halicha or shaloi derech halicha. Daf Ayin Tes continuing with the case where Reuven rented an animal to Shimon. So let's say the chamor dies halfway. Shimon must pay for half the rate. Ve'ein alav el tarumis. And the Gemara says, Hei chidami. If Reuven said I'm renting you a chamor stam and this animal dies, Reuven has to replace the animal. But if he said chamor zeh, then it depends. If there's any money left to buy a new animal, Shimon should buy it. But if there's only money left to rent an animal, it's machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says al tiskar, you cannot rent an animal loy mechalinan karen, you can't eat up the karen, the principal. While Shmuel says yiskar, you can rent since he holds mechalinan karna. Next, Reuven rents a boat to Shimon and it sinks halfway along the journey. Reb Nosson says, Im Nosson Layitol, Vim Loy Nosson Layitain. If Shimon paid, he cannot take back. If he did not pay, he should not pay. And the Gemara says that only applies where is Sfina Zu and Yain Zeh on Tamid Beis. If it's Sfina Stam and Yain Stam, Chalkin, and the Gemara explains what would be if it's Sfina Zu and Yain Stam, and Sfina Stam and Yain Zeh. Next, the Gemara discusses, when Reuven rents out the animal to Shimon, he also is the rider. And the Gemara discusses, what provisions can Reuven, the rider, bring along the trip, which Shimon cannot be ma'akev? And what could Shimon bring along, and what Reuven cannot be ma'akev? And it comes down to a case, so the Shchiach le'mitrach le'mizvan me'avna la'avna, where they can get food on the road, but it's a tircha. Since Reuven, the driver, knows where to get the food from, he could take less. Shimon, who doesn't know where to go, can take more. On to Daf Pei, three Mishnayos. The first one, continuing this theme, Reuven rents a parah to Shimon to plow. If he rented the plow on the mountain and he plowed in the bika and the blade broke, he's potter. But the opposite, he'll be chayiv because the mountain will break the blade. And the Gemara discusses, what if Shimon did not change? He did exactly what he was supposed to do. Which worker is chayiv? Is it the front worker who's steering the animal? Or no, the halacha is, it's the back person who's pressing the blade. The next Mishnah. Shimon instead uses the animal for sa'arim, which is lighter, and he's chayiv. The volume of the lighter material is harder for the donkey to carry. Abai says, kasha kimasoy tanan, and Rava says, kasha limasoy tanan, meaning the bulk is extra above the weight. And Amud Beis, the next Mishnah, Kala Umanin Shaymir Sachar, an Uman, a craftsman, a kablan is a Shaymir Sachar, Vakum Sha'amru, Tol Eshalach Vahave Mois, Shaymir Chinam. But once he calls the customer and say, come bring your money and the items here, he reverts to a Shaymir Chinam.